Good morning, everyone. Hope everyone had a great weekend and chose Rich. If you have been living under a social media rock, you may be unaware that our very own Nick O'Neill has gone giga viral, the most viral that we've ever gone since the start of the organization a couple years ago. First posting a picture of him, me, Easy, and our head of strategy, Jack, on a boat that has over 30 million views on Twitter and has become a meme. And then we, you know, followed it up with several videos of Nick proudly exclaiming how rich he is that people are picking up on. I mean, there's been like probably another 25, maybe like more 30 million additional views on the videos. It was a wild, wild weekend for us, and we're going to continue pouring gasoline on the fire. Anyway, this show does not have that much, you know, market discussion, really. It's actually more of a little bit of an improv. Nick joins the show late because he actually slept in. He overslept by accident, which I think is just so perfect since everyone was waiting for the Choose Rich man himself to join, and he joins a half hour late because he joins whenever he wants. He's that rich. And it's more of an improv, kind of like fun Monty Python SNL style show than a market discussion show, but a lot of fun nonetheless. Really capturing the moment of Choose Rich. You know, we had a Beeple one of one made, an everyday made by Beeple last night commemorating the event. What a time to be alive. Everybody choose rich every time. This is the Choose Rich podcast today. Catch you guys next time. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Monday, March 11th. You are listening to the Choose Rich podcast. We choose rich every time around here, ladies and gentlemen. We have a lot to discuss today. We are going to discuss the continued meme coin mania. We're going to discuss what catalyst to watch for this week. Bitcoin just kind of hanging out above all-time high, fully in price discovery at this point. And then last but not least, of course, we will talk about our viral moment from Miami's offsite last week. Didn't expect that to end up happening. And subsequently, Nick going giga viral, breaking out of NFT Twitter, breaking out of crypto Twitter, and ultimately just choosing rich in front of millions of people. So very, very exciting time. We don't know where the doctor himself is right now. We don't know where Nick is. But as you know, he's a very, very, very rich man. And so, I mean, come on. He must be doing something pretty interesting. Clemente, how you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I missed you guys. It was we had a fun week in Miami. It was good hanging out, and we spent maybe a little bit too much time together. But a lot of fun.
Only you're saying that. No one else is saying that.
And my job's done for the month. We hit all of our impressions goals. We hit Twitter goals. And Nick just literally put the team on his back.
So the goals are different now. The goals are much different after you choose Rich. It was very, very validating to see Beeple crank out the piece last night. That's a super cool feather in the cap type of thing. Incredible to actually see that. Kind of goes down in art history in its own way, choosing Rich. So, yeah, pretty cool stuff. Sig, how have you been? We haven't seen you in a week.
I know. I missed you guys last week. You know, when the Choose Rich thing started, I was like, oh, my God, where's my grill? And then I realized I threw it away in the bear because I was poor. But now I feel rich. I want to get back to having a grill again. Guys, that was one of the funniest weekends I have had on Twitter in such a long time. I could not, the fact that so many huge accounts took it seriously. For me, like, even if I didn't know Nick, it's the end shot. It was always the panning to the swimming pool, the panning to the artwork. Man, those videos had me on my ass. It was fantastic content. You guys nailed it.
Thank you. A little bit of filmmaking background making its way into some iPhone videos going viral here. On the subject of people taking it seriously, the co-founder of Beehive, which is like the number one newsletter platform, tried to dunk on Nick as recently as I want to say this morning, and was for sure dead serious about it. I do think that people, whether or not someone takes this seriously, is like an indicator. There it is right there. Clemente has it pulled up on the screen. Trying to dunk on Nick for flying economy.
Well, it shows that they go through his tweets. Like, that's the thing, I love it. Like, they watch the video and then they dive into who is Nick. Like, that means that they had to go through his page and find that post from February.
Yeah, it's an indicator of someone, like, I think how smart someone is socially, right? Because, like, for example, Fred Krueger, Bitcoin genius, PhD in mathematics from Stanford. This guy is incredibly smart technically, but I mean, you know, he literally posted the Tup Talk picture. I mean, if you told me at the beginning of the week in Miami that by the weekend, Fred Krueger would post a picture of me and Nick in a bathtub together, I would have been like, what even are you talking about? I do not believe that reality would manifest itself, but it did. And at this point, I feel like anything is possible. Signal, you were going to say something?
I've completely forgotten. But it was my favorite community note was the one where the person said, Nick's not with a private chauffeur. You can tell from the reflection in his glasses that it's a Lyft driver and he's wearing regular clothes. I was like, man, we need people like you on cases like Who Killed JFK, because clearly you're going to find out who it was. I absolutely loved it.
The Coffeezilla was on the case.
Brilliant.
Coffeezilla was on the case. He was ready. I saw the suitcases in the background. No way this person owns the house. You got us, Coffeezilla.
The little details is really the most fun part. The champagne bottle, for example, and the feeling of validation that you get when people start dunking on you because of the champagne bottle, for example. Like, basically, it's kind of like if you're a football coach and you drop a play and it literally works exactly the way you want. You get the touchdown. It feels so good. It's honestly been a while since I've had professional validation. At that level, you know, at the level of community notes pointing out the cost of the champagne bottle. Clemente?
But what was funny was, like, a bunch of my buddies have been texting me. They're like, yo, is this your boss? Like, they're sending me the selfies because they're seeing it on Instagram, on Twitter. I'm like, yeah, it is. Like, and they were like, but he's getting, like, are you guys, like, mad? Like, how are you guys taking, like, he's getting dunked on right now. I'm like, he doesn't even get it. I'm like, no, dude, like, this is good. And he's like, oh, he's still posting videos? Like, that doesn't make any sense. They still don't get it.
Oh, I mean, so when you talk to non-social media people, like people that don't have backgrounds in that, like let's say your friend's like an accountant or something, there's just never any universe where they're going to be able to properly understand exactly what's going on. And we already went through this with the FTX. I mean, Nick himself has gone through this like 10 plus times. I mean, for people that don't know, back in the day, Nick, when he was in his 20s, when I was like 18 years old and obviously didn't know Nick was like 26, 27. He ended up selling a blog website. It was called allfacebook.com. And he sold it for like millions of dollars, literally for millions, right? Right before, by the way, the Great Recession. So right before everybody lost all their money, 27-year-old Nick made millions. And part of that was writing viral articles. He wrote an article titled Facebook Sex. Like, think about the search engine optimization of that article. It's just the word Facebook and then the word sex. He said some of the bigger media outlets tried to copy it and were like, you know, having sex on Facebook. And they tried so many times and it kept not working until they literally copied the title itself, Facebook Sex. You can't get better than that title. So he's gone viral a bunch of times. As a team, we went viral for the FTX debacle when we went down to the Bahamas, right? And that was kind of like, for me, my first like major viral moment, obviously. Well, besides, I directed a music video that went viral, but that wasn't like me, right? That was me behind the camera, not in front of the camera, right? So I didn't know what the viral feeling looked like aside from as a filmmaking professional, right? And so the FTX debacle was the first time that we kind of went viral as a team. And I feel like it prepared us so much. Nick was already prepared, obviously, but it's definitely prepared me and it gave Nick more reps for it. That right now it's kind of like Golden State Warriors, you know, back to back or something. Like, we already got the chip once. This time we're going to win in four games. You know what I mean? So this is like a huge week. I already talked to my dog walker. I mean, my dog sitter. I think I'm going to have her watch my dog again from Wednesday to the weekend because we got some big, plans right now. Clemente?
I had
Nick definitely overslept, by the way. 1,000% he overslept. 1,000%.
Why wouldn't he sleep in, dude? He's not poor. He's rich.
I was struggling to sleep too. And I didn't even like drink a lot of coffee. I didn't I was just struggling to sleep. It's the opposite of the Sunday scaries. Like, this morning could not come fast enough. I literally was like, I need to work. Now, I couldn't sleep, but I ended up getting a few hours. Nick 1,000% overslept. Go ahead, Clemente.
All of this weekend, I've been kind of prepping for it in the way that I literally just had hundreds of Nick memes in my folder. I'm like, oh, cool. Like, I can use these. And I was just posting them relentlessly. If you try to post anything else, like I was trying to post like market analysis on Diga, all this stuff. no engagement. But you post a picture of Nick, like 10x engagement. Oh, I mean,
there's so much to talk about. And by the way, I know I see the numbers going up on the stream. I know everybody is here to see Nick. I just want to make sure everyone understands this was not planned. He 1,000% overslept, which is literally the most Nick thing to do ever. Literally the most Nick thing to do ever. Everyone wants him this morning and he's going to oversleep. A friend of mine asked me if I've ever overslept in the 2.5 years of the podcast. I said, no, I've literally never overslept one time. I was like, Nick has a few times, though. Put this one in the books, the little morning after the Choose Rich campaign. Too funny. I mean, look, he will show up. He usually shows up at like 9:30 on the days that he oversleeps. So we got another 20 minutes. I guess we just go. Well, real quick, Clemente, my favorite part, if we're going to discuss this a little bit more, is the big accounts like Altcoin Gordon. Like, you can tell when some of these people just love it. Like, when they sink their teeth into it, Altcoin Gordon discovered Nick and probably is just having the time of his life. He loves it. I mean, every other tweet from Altcoin Gordon is Nick's face. It's too funny.
He realized it's the engagement hack. Like, his engagement started going up when he leaned into it. And now he can't get enough of it. He can't get enough of it. Literally this morning, me when Bitcoin hits 72K, like, it's just unlimited.
Like, literally, like, Altcoin Gordon having this roll into this morning is just so fun and interesting. I love it. It's just too funny. He dug out, and the other favorite part is when they dig out more memes. Like, see, he dug that one out. That's not part of this thing. So he had to go to our profiles and find that one. It's too funny. Signal, were you going to say something?
No, I love that we got Ansem. I absolutely love that because he kept tweeting, like, bruh, this could not be real. Who is this guy? And I was like, no, I couldn't believe he fell for it. But that and Kobe, and I was like, you got him. We got him.
I think Ansem still doesn't get it yet. I think Ansem still is not all the way there. I've seen the arc of people go from not getting it at all to completely getting it, and that's the best arc. I'm seeing people that aren't all the way there yet. They don't, like, get it all the way there. They will get it, though, and that's going to be, like, so rewarding when they do. Do we think, Clemente, that a mainstream... So look, I listen to these MMA podcasts. There's one called Believe You Me, Mike Bisping, right? Former UFC champion. It's a top 3 MMA podcast. They do non-MMA stuff, and it's internet videos. I feel like they're gonna pick this up. I don't know. There's like 30 million views on the picture of us on the boat. I don't know. What do we think? We think some mainstream podcasts are gonna pick...
I think so. Yeah. I think when CoffeeZilla posted it, that's when it hit me, like... Oh, this is like, it's officially escape velocity. When I got sent a picture from Facebook from someone I haven't talked to in like 4 years.
Facebook
from 4 years. And they said, is that you in the background? And I was like, oh shit. Like, this is officially, like, this is escape velocity. The only way this goes any bigger than it already has is if Tom from MySpace posts it on MySpace itself. And then we've officially hit like terminal velocity. We're going to Pluto at this point. It's crazy. That's the thing, is like, there isn't, the Reddit is all over this. Like, I'm shocked there hasn't been Snapchat stories about this thing. Nick was the top upvote on Wall Street Bets. Like, these are like big pages, and it's not easy to take over the internet, but he's everywhere. He's absolutely everywhere. And he's hitting it in stride. Like, he's just owning it. He's having fun with it. There's no better way to play into it. And just seeing the consistent people who are like, yeah, no, this guy's a piece of shit. Like, this guy's an absolute piece of fucking garbage. I hate this guy. And then the polar opposite's like, I love this dude. This guy's incredible. Everything about his aura right now is just amazing. Like, that's the best thing.
The FTX stuff was fun. Like, when we went down to the Bahamas, that was really cool and an amazing moment. This one is way better. It's not even close. This is way better. I basically couldn't have, you can't draw something up better than this. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining, I see the numbers going up. Just so you know, I know you came for Nick. Nick has literally slept in, I'm assuming. I'm going to go ahead and assume that he accidentally overslept. I'm not even going to text him because I'd actually just rather see when he shows up. There's actually a chance that he just doesn't show up and sleeps through the whole thing.
Text us, my bad, guys. Like, dude, that's also something that I just saw a comment of too. Like, Nick is unapologetically him. And that's the best part of it. And I think that's why this is better than the FTX thing. Because the FTX was like a news event. This is Nick.
Exactly.
Every this, time is talk, like, Nick. This is literally just Nick.
And when people talk to me, I'm like, dude, Nick is way funnier in person. And I can't even like quantify it. He is so much funnier in person without even trying. It's like the subtleties and like just the mannerisms that have me cracking up for literally hours. Like, it's just hilarious. And now people see like, this is Nick. Like, this is so Nick that it hurts.
And real quick, you don't get moments like this that often where literally the man of the hour has overslept and doesn't come to the show and throngs of people are coming to see him. Someone just wrote Nick chose sleep, which is a very funny comment. Other people are referencing China. Thank you for reminding me. Clemente, hold your thought. So who is the Walmart, the dollar store CoffeeZilla? To the guy, first of all,
dollar
the guy
store
got
Zach XBT.
Right, the dollar store Zach XBT. The guy got a viral tweet out of it, got almost a million views on his first tweet. He then followed it up being like, yo, I'm just going with what I see on chain.
He said, sue me. He said, you can sue me. And my friend, like, I want to quote tweet the guy and be like, you're not doxed, you absolute weirdo.
Well, he
like,
would want us to sue him so he could tweet about it. But actually, I just love the research he's doing. Easy. Could you walk people through the CCP research?
So funny, dude. Because you look at it and it's like, the wildest part about it is he tags the wallet as Ling Ling Multi-Chain. Like, that, I was like, bro, that's crazy. That's crazy. Ling Ling Multi-Chain. And what he's saying is that, so clear, we all know Nick has to use Gemini because he's banned from Coinbase for having too much money.
Right, right. So, real quick, fun fact, ladies and gentlemen, Nick frequently has poor customer service experiences across the board, like whether it's a hotel stay, where he's seated in a restaurant. You know, things like this are a normal occurrence for him. If you've watched the show Curb Your Enthusiasm, starring Larry David, you can see some parallels there. Anyway, Clemente,
click on that picture, Clemente, because this is pretty good too. So my favorite part about
real quick, Nick had a moment like this with Coinbase like 8 years ago, so he's now perma banned from Coinbase, so he has to use Gemini, and that's why Gemini funds his crypto stuff. Easy, please.
So the weirdest thing here is that it's like, you see Gemini funding this. Gemini also has funded the Ling Ling Multi-Chain dev wallet that's linked. So shocker, like they've used an exchange. And then it's also funded the NFT Nick account and then NFT Nick.eth, which are both owned by him. You see his NFT Nick.eth account has interacted with OpenSea, Seaport, Uniswap, the Blur stuff, which is Wyvern, and then Mutant Ape Yacht Club. It's weird because Gemini is linked to these two, he's now like, okay, well then Ling Ling's also funded Nick's account. Someone then came in through the top and was like, dude, I don't know what in the hell you're looking at. I actually went through and looked at the exchanges. There's no way the CCP funded Nick. And the guy goes, Nick's also an idiot. He clicked a Drainer link 6 months ago and like quotes the Drainer link. He's like, you think the CCP is draining their own? Like, so there's obviously a bunch of like missteps in this. And my favorite part about this is on that thing, it has a risk score, which is like, it'll tell you how risky the wallet is. The Boring Sleuther, whatever the guy's name is, didn't pay for the compliance feature, so it's blocked out. So it's like, on top of it, you're like some heavy in-depth on-chain analyst and you won't pay for a compliance feature that would actually tell you if his account is like a risky account to interact with, which is just hilarious to me. This weekend I learned that we're funded by the CCP. Like, it's great.
I wish we were funded by the CCP. We'd have more capital. Clemente?
And then this guy tags the FBI. He's like, yo, you guys are going to want to get a hold of this.
And so, Clemente, it's even funnier. Every time Nick posts a video, the guy has now tagged the FBI. Every single video, he just goes in and just at FBI.
I hope that because of the virality of the videos, somebody at the FBI actually, while they're on the clock, has to look into this. That would be the best thing ever, is if he's literally tagging the FBI. He's catching 50,000 views tagging the FBI. I absolutely love it. Look, ladies and gentlemen, if you're tuning in looking for Nick, he has literally overslept. We do not know where he is. He is not here yet. Clemente, can we pull the Beeple piece quickly? And then we'll get to the weather report. We'll start cooking on the show as scheduled. But I know everyone is joining for Nick. And Nick is not here because he's overslept, which is a hilarious turn of events here for the man of the hour. The doctor himself, as we've been calling him since last Thursday, has overslept for probably like the seventh or eighth time in this show's history. It's only fitting that he did it today. But anyway, Clemente, please.
Oh, this is the tweet right here.
Oh, yeah. So this is, sorry, I don't know why I'm serving, like Clemente must serve this up. Sorry, I'm just going. Anyway, this is a Beeple piece. Beeple does an everyday artwork and has for 15 years or something. Ladies and gentlemen, Beeple, of course, the all-time best-selling NFT artists, at least for a single piece. Some of the rug pullers in this space may have actually I feel like Pac has maybe made more money than Beeple in this space. Anyway, Beeple made a Choose Rich, every day, which we were hoping for. Our group text was disappointed Saturday when we didn't get a Beeple piece, but we got one last night. That's so awesome. Kind of going down in art history. He has Nick as basically like a golden stud, 50 feet tall. And I'm assuming, the hooded people are like the crypto Twitter followers worshiping the person that chooses Rich. Very cool piece. Shout out to Beeple.
I've got to say, one of my favorite memes from this weekend actually came from one of the regulars, Antoine, who not only he stuck Nick's face on the Beeple piece, but he came out with the picture of Nick on the boat. I don't know if you can find it, Clemente. It's a picture of Nick on the boat, and it's the same picture. And then he just has different hair color. So he has like blonde, pink, blue, and it's basically what a PFP collection would look like.
Yeah, Nick. I love it.
I love that one. I absolutely love it. There have been some fantastic memes this weekend. So I hope this guy wakes up and actually joins us.
I mean,
can you text him, please?
I'll text him after 9:30. How about that? Or after 9:35. So in the past, he has slept in until then. I'm going to hit him up and just be like, hey, big dog, why don't you wake up? It's just too funny that he literally slept in today. Anyway, Sig, look, we're going to just run with the show for now. We will text Nick. I'll text him now because I know a lot of people are coming for him. I'll text him now and we'll see if we can get him to wake up. This is hilarious. It's like the seventh or eighth time, ladies and gentlemen, that Nick has ever slept in or overslept when he's supposed to be on the show. Only fitting that he did this the his big morning. He probably couldn't sleep. Anyway, Signal, please run with the weather report. Jack said he woke up. Okay.
Sure, well, it is 11th of March, everyone, Monday. And let's look at what happened on the market volume. We've got the ETH side, that came in at 32 million. BTC side, that came in at 17. And Solana was 13 million. Some nice numbers over there. If we look at the market leaders, well, it's just ETH is leading. You got apes down to 16, mutants down to 2.5, pudgies at 13.5, Azuki at 4, and decods at 1.5. On the ordinal side, you got node monkeys. They're also down 20% to 0.47. The quantum cats at 0.3, while on Solana side, Bodogos, they're up 50% to 6.7 SOL. If you look over the weekend, the top four stories are, first of all, it's obviously Bitcoin. This has recorded its highest ever weekly close at 69,000. Then it just ripped past 69,000 and went to 71,500 as it enters price discovery mode over the next month before the halving. Ethereum has also rallied above 4K and Solana is holding 150, looking beautiful. Over to Kevin Rose, and he has liquidated a large portion of his art portfolio. He's calling it pruning over the weekend. This included squiggles and a rare Fidenza for 142 ETH. Kevin addressed the backlash, saying that this was a classic Web3 speculation, that he still owns over 100 high valuable NFTs and a large position in Flamingo DAO, and also 10 CryptoPunks. In fact, if you can find one of these 10 CryptoPunks, he will give you one. A new meme coin created yesterday called Kevin Ruse with the ticker Grifter, which quickly reached over 5 million market cap, and Kevin Rose ended up deleting the initial tweet. Thirdly, you got Matt Fury, the creator of Pepe meme character. He launched a Peplicator NFT collection with an innovative 24-hour mint mechanic where you could re-roll the trades before they were finalized. Holders of the Pepe editions could mint for 0.005 and non-holders of 0.1. And whales such as Cyrus, Big Brain, spent the entire mint window searching for rares and was rewarded with a sale as high as 11.1 ETH for a hooded skull, with burb.eth making a total of 80 ETH profits in one day. Bloody hell. Matt Fury raised 4.3 million for the mint and the floor ran up as high as 0.36 ETH and now sitting at 0.21. And then lastly, it's all been about Nick and Choose Rich, which received over 50 million impressions across his tweets and broke into the mainstream Instagram, Twitter, Reddit, and TikTok. A meme coin with the ticker Nick was launched on Friday night and reached a market cap of over 10 million, with Bodogo's holder LDAC making over $100,000 on an initial investment of 860. Lastly, Bodogo's also rallied up 50% to 6.7. So it was definitely Choose Rich for LDAC. Well done. It is back to you folks in the studio.
Fantastic weather report as usual, Signal. I should also mention that we've got received word from our head of strategy, Jack Ross Roberts, who is in that viral picture, he's the guy that is between me and Easy, that he has called Nick, and Nick is awake, ladies and gentlemen. He has woken up. He will be joining the show. I wonder if he didn't know about daylight savings time. That's on the table.
100%
in my
what happened.
On the
100%
table.
100% yeah. What happened.
I'm only here thanks to Easy. I saw your show and I was like, what? Easy's up early today. And then I was like, daylight savings, not going to get me this time.
But Nick is obsessed with Apple products and the iPhone and iPad and Apple Watch, all three of which he owns. And I feel like at least two out of those three devices are in his bedroom when he goes to sleep. Those things automatically update. So I don't know. I think it might be just a classic Nick oversleep.
I bet Nick is one of those guys who uses a traditional alarm clock to keep himself sane. Like, he's like, I don't use that. I use a hot alarm clock on the side of the bed.
I do that. I think Nick actually uses the Apple Watch because he's like such a techie guy. And he's like, no, it's okay to use the watch because it's not the phone. I'm like, it's still attached
maybe
to Wi-Fi.
He uses an alarm clock app that you have to set because we know his weird love of third-party apps.
He loves third-party apps so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be joined with the man of the hour, the man of the weekend in a few minutes. Clemente, what's so funny?
No, the third-party apps comment was, it got me.
It's true. He absolutely loves third-party apps. We were doing a team exercise at our offsite where you'd probably Apple Notes would suffice, you know, just the Notes app that comes with every Mac. And he's like whipping out this third-party Notes app called like Good Notes or something. He had to update it. It's taken so long. We're like, dude, like, what's with the app? Like,
the
what do you...
The best part is 5 minutes into it, he just goes to Google Docs because it couldn't do what he wanted it to do.
Exactly. So we will be joined by the man of the hour, the man that everybody came for, Nick O'Neill, the walking viral meme, viral content creator. He did oversleep. Our head of strategy, Jack, just crushing it. Got a hold of him. He should be here in a minute. I'll run through the Daily Bone updates, the newsletter updates real quick. Crypto influencer Ansem has started a crowdfunding of effort to get a dog with hat ad on the Vegas Sphere, with 47% of the $650,000 goal funded so far. Artist Beeple has chosen Rich in His Everyday. We already discussed this. We got the Nick Everyday from Beeple. Very cool stuff. The number two Blur farmer dumped around 250 mutant apes into bids and got called out for using a disallowed technique to dump that many into bids. And Blur invalidated all of their points. So that was not a great move for that founder. A farmer, I should say. MemeLand's highly anticipated Stakeland goes live today with Meme Token, currently at a $480 million market cap, with captains at a 5.1 Ethereum floor. Sharky and Zeus have won the first round of Jupiter's LFG voting and will be the next tokens to launch on Jupiter's launchpad. The Jupe token is up 30% in the last 7 days to 76 cents. FaZe Banks has returned to Web3, changing his profile picture to a zombie punk and shilled the page Probably Nothing, a content and media platform, which promptly got suspended, but it's now back up. It's very interesting when people come back literally at the new all-time high. Like, it's just interesting that they're like, that's where I come back, right there, you know? Pudgy Penguins sold out 600 gold feathers collection. Is that what it is, Clemente? Gold feathers, yeah. Collectibles in minutes on the network platform for $250 each. Are these physical collectibles?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's very cool. Network drop, so it's just like the left-facing penguin and some of the others that they've done. So it'll be a limited supply. I'm excited about this one. This one looks sick. I like the gold feathers.
Looks super cool. Network's a big name. Anyway, moving on. So Clemente served up our first topic. Nick's crypto portfolio specifically is rallying. So obviously Bitcoin up to 72K, new all-time high before the Bitcoin halving. Bitcoin experts, if you'd like to know, are suggesting that this now invalidates the previous Bitcoin four-year cycle structure. We don't know what the hell is going on now. TradFi, traditional finance is fully here. Michael Saylor putting in a huge Bitcoin buy. MicroStrategy stock absolutely cooking, out of control shit going on over there. Ethereum back over $4,000, not even at its all-time high. Ethereum ETF slated to probably be approved 2 months from now. Pretty crazy shit. Solana at $150. Solana doing everything that most Ethereum L2s try to do, but doing it better. Very, very interesting stuff. Filecoin at $11. They told you that Filecoin wasn't a buy at $5. Nifty Nick knew better, crushing it. AVAX up 9% to $47. I own a bunch of this stuff literally just because Easy told me to buy it and I bought it. And I don't know. I feel weird about it. It doesn't go up as much as other stuff. Easy's going to have to continue to tell me why it's going to keep going up.
Dude, two massive launches for it literally happened over the last 12 hours.
I'm kidding. I like AVAX a lot. But anyway, go ahead and continue.
We got subnet interoperability that just went live. So now subnets can talk to one another, which should allow for interoperability across games. And this morning, I think some news got leaked that I don't know if it was intended to get leaked this early, but Apex, a popular gaming creator, shared that MapleStory Universe, the extremely popular MMORPG that was originally supposed to launch on Polygon, has now announced that they're working with AVAX in full for the release of their NFT and crypto game. So that's, to me, that will be the biggest new Web2 participant entering into Web3. So this is absolutely massive.
Unreal.
To see this. Like, this is, I don't think people realize how big MapleStory was. And now seeing that they're working on a subnet through AVAX just continues my belief and thesis that AVAX will win the entire gaming kind of narrative. And next week is GDC. So I'm extremely excited about that. AVAX has a massive presence there, multiple events. And they're even saying this year will be the biggest year for Web3 gaming at GDC.
What days is GDC?
Monday to Friday.
Wow. So it actually, it might work out. Yeah. Cause we're going to do that trip to California that was already booked. I didn't know it was going to roll right into that. That's interesting. So I know you're going to be at GDC. It sounds like perhaps Nick and I also will. Yeah. Obviously AVAX, crushing it. And now that Solana is over $150, AVAX is obviously particularly interesting, sub $50. We'll have to see if it continues to cook. Moving on from that, meme coins and shit coins, as Clemente's calling them, are just reaching mania level. The shitcoin and meme coin mania is continuing, especially on Solana, as tokens like Popcat Nick, Harry Potter, Obama, Sonic, Taninu, with all hit a new all-time high. But oh, Harry Potter, wait, is this a different one?
Besides no, Bitcoin sticker? Hit a new all-time high.
That's an ETH meme coin, though. That's an ETH meme coin before everybody jumps down my throat. Crypto influencer Ansem, as we talked about, is trying to crowdfund $650K to put in a dog with hat on the Las Vegas Sphere. So, Easy, I texted you about meme coins yesterday. I built a little portfolio. My portfolio, so, and because, you know, I have interviewed Joe McCann. Joe McCann presents meme coins in a way that's very easy for me to understand. Because it's not, hey, you can buy this thing now and you need to be on your computer for the next 9 hours to figure out where to sell it. It's, we're going to build a portfolio and we're going to hold it for 6 months and the thing's going to just skyrocket. I was like, okay, Joe, I'll rock with you on that. So my meme coin portfolio, and I've either acquired these already or I'm going to, but I've acquired most of them already. Bonk. I've been holding Doge. You know I got Doge. My Doge bag's actually exploding right now. I have to check how much it's worth now. It's worth way more than it used to be. I'll tell you that. Bonk, Doge, Whiff. What, you're not going to have Whiff? What are you, out of your mind? You think the normies aren't going to buy Whiff in 6 months? Are you crazy? Nick just texted our group chat 1 minute. Sorry, he's coming, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to be here. We're not rugging you on Nick. Bonk, Doge, Whiff, Mog. You're crazy if you're not buying MOG. I'm seeing NFT, I'm seeing MMA people use MOG as a verb. MMA people are saying he totally MOG'd him in that fight. Dustin Poirier MOG'd Benoit St. Denis this weekend. MOG'd him. You're crazy if you don't have MOG. It's a cat, by the way. The animal ones go up the highest. The animal ones go up the highest.
This is the best thesis I've ever heard, too.
You know, before you continue,
non-animal ones aren't even worth investing in. Clemente, go ahead.
Can I just say how incredible this is that you pivoted from like Bitcoin only? Solana is gold. It's going to go to $500.
Never called Solana gold.
No, Bitcoin is gold.
Bitcoin is gold. Solana is, why would you burn Solana putting it into all these shit coins to now like, you know, MOG? Everyone's saying MOG. Why would I not buy it? I just
love it. It's a cat, and its market cap is less than half of Whiff. It's a cat.
It's a cat.
They're using the verb MOG.
I mentioned MOG to someone, and they go, who knows nothing about crypto, and they go, oh, you're the cat, the story, like the childhood story. And I was like, no, but yes, I'm with you, PO, with your thesis.
The animal ones go up the highest. I bought one called Chinese Beaver yesterday. That one went up quite a bit. I already took profits on that, though. By the way, doing it on Ethereum compared to Solana is trash. But MOG is on ETH, so I have to do it. Like, what, I'm going to not have exposure to MOG going into
a literal potential meme coin super cycle. Things are going to get so weird. My mom's TradFi brokerage accounts are up over $100,000 in less than 30 days. It is so crazy right now. And that's just with, oh shit. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest joining the show. He used to be a panelist on the show, but now he's just a special guest. If you're wondering who's gone viral on literally 15 different social media platforms in his time, if you're wondering who sold a blog 15 years ago for millions of dollars, if you're wondering who told you to buy Filecoin at $5, if you're wondering who everyone was doubting on the timeline, but he came back like Jordan wearing the 4-5 in 96, if you're wondering who's back for his second three-peat, if you're wondering who chooses Rich every single time, we have the doctor himself. Did he oversleep? Yeah, he overslept. Does that matter? No, it doesn't. Nick O'Neill, welcome to the show.
Dude, I just need to get my beauty rest. I sleep on my time. That's all that. Clemente. What's going on here?
I'm inviting you. I'm sending multiple invitations.
You said it seems like you're choosing poor, man. You're out here choosing poor. Getting tired of these. Dude, the poors have been attacking me all weekend. I didn't even realize that there were that many of them. But holy cow, they came out in full force to come after just one rich man. A lot of people, I received text messages from people telling me, yo, you're bigger than Mr. Beast. I don't even know who Mr. Beast is. He sounds poor too.
He's definitely spending a lot of money, and that's not what rich people do. Nick, you're a very rich man. You know, what did you do this weekend? I mean,
some people say that, including myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're joined by Nick O'Neill, special guest.
You already said that.
I know. I was just giving the audience additional context. Special guest on the show today. Nick, I mean, look, this was a big weekend for you, or was it? Or is this just like everyday shit for you?
I mean, this is normal outside of the fact that, you know, I've never received so much hate for being myself. You know, that's something that was abnormal this weekend. I know that the, you know, in society, rich people have been hated on a lot more recently, but I did not expect the level of hate that I had for just being casually rich. You know, so many people, it was just shocking to me. I will say part of me was surprised. I was surprised. But then again, you know, I always expected, you know, the poorest to not understand. And that's because they never have. And so I just took this opportunity to let them know, to let all the doubters, you know, like, know that they're making the wrong decision. Everyone seems to think I'm lying as well. That's the thing that's ridiculous. The amount of people that think I'm not serious.
Yeah.
That think that I'm a liar.
Yeah.
The community notes people, whoever the hell those individuals are. I've never been community noted in my life. Somehow someone said, dude, I got double community notes on some of these tweets to clarify the position of, like, literally people poring over every word that I say.
Really, it's to clarify facts, right? And it's like, a fact is a fact.
There was a new one.
Background and deed service couldn't possibly be $3,000.
You got a triple community note.
Nick, the triple note is
these
crazy.
People are wrong, by the way. Clemente, pull up the Forbes article that shows the $3,000 Baccarat tea service. That's
Nick,
it's not on the normal menu. These peasants are used to normal menu activity. When I walk in the restaurant, they give me a different room.
Would you look at this? Look at, ladies and gentlemen, we have this.
How about the bottle of champagne that they got wrong? They're telling me that that champagne is not the champagne that I drank. The haters are just in full force, like a bunch of losers. They've always had a losing mentality. That's why they've amounted to nothing. They spend their whole day looking around for the web of lies that exists on Twitter rather than living their rich life. But I'm out here choosing rich every day. Choose rich.
Choose rich. Nick, what do you make of the gentleman that has tried to suggest that you are funded, the reason that you're so rich and the reason that you're able to live the lavish rich man's lifestyle that you clearly live, that you're funded by the CCP? What do you make of those allegations?
Dude, he sounds like a broke loser. And he came out again. He tagged me last night. I'm muting this loser at this point. He was trying to get me to engage again. He was trying to bait me with stuff. This guy has such a losing mindset and a losing strategy, except last night or yesterday, I played into this loser's, you know, game that he was playing. He just makes up a bunch of bullshit, throws it up on the screen, and makes false accusations about people. Then he tweeted, "I honestly forgot I even posted this yesterday." Shut the hell up. You've never had a bigger tweet in your life. This guy, Boring Sleuth, his life was never more exciting until yesterday. This guy did not let down his phone. He was getting ping, 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 ping notifications all over the place because he decided to involve me in his life. And then he follows up and says, "I honestly forgot I even posted this yesterday." What a loser. He said, "I don't know all Nick, nor do I care about him. I just posted facts I can across." He can't even spell right. Sounds poor. "Nick, please sue me if I'm wrong." The guy's anonymous. I'd have my legal team bury his ass. But the guy's anonymous for a reason, because he likes posting false accusations. Hey, Elon, get your guy.
Get your boy, Elon. Nick, is there any insight you can give us into, like, for example, today you woke up exactly when you wanted, you know, kind of, you know, just kind of didn't give a fuck, which I would expect from a person who's as rich as you. Any insight that you can give into what we're doing, what you're doing this week?
Oh man, I'm so excited. No.
Look at that. A rich man does not disclose what he does. He just does whatever. Why do the fuck.
Keep getting thumbs up on here. This is like, what is going on?
I would argue you have the most modern Apple software that other people don't even have. And it might, yeah.
What is going on? Get your boy, Apple.
Nick, people were asking me about Filecoin over the weekend. They mentioned that they might have doubted you at $5 when you bought Filecoin. Do you have any message to the Filecoin faders, the Filecoin faders?
Were they really asking you?
Yes.
They were wondering what's going on with... Well, we've seen, look, they said it wasn't a buy, and I'm going to be honest, we saw a temporary pullback last night before the market decided to continue to choose rich and break out. Dude, Bitcoin breaking above 70,000? You're welcome.
You taking credit for Bitcoin's breakout?
Are you being serious right now?
It was just a question.
Were you on the internet this weekend? Are you not aware of the fact that basically I'm the person carrying the entire crypto market on my back and apparently my nose? And if I have to carry the whole market that way, I'll fucking do it. Like, people seem to think like it's not possible. Your boy's strong. A lot of people have pointed out that my neck seems to be capable of sustaining such weight. And the reality is that's true. So I'm going to be carrying this entire market forward. You're welcome. As it applies to Filecoin, I already said it. They said it wasn't a buy at $5. they're going to be saying it's not a buy at $11. Where it's at right now, by the way, in case you haven't checked, it's $11.25.
Well, it sounds like you're implying it's going to go higher. And look, I would not fade a rich man, Clemente.
I have a question for Nick. I've been pretty tapped into the Twitter scene this weekend, and I saw a lot of people calling you the David Goggins of crypto and saying that Stay Hard is similar to Choose Rich, but Choose Rich is superior. So I'm curious what you have to say about being called the David Goggins of crypto.
Well, I invented that tagline. And, I didn't just stumble upon some, luminescent sign. You know, that wasn't that's not how that happened. It was an intentional choice.
Well, you put it in your house, right?
I know, that's what I'm saying. I didn't casually stumble across it in a rented place, which is what the internet seemed to think. It wasn't like I didn't show up there in my own house. Dude, these people are hunting it down on Airbnb. How do you all make money? Bunch of broke people seem to think that does it mean if I'm so rich, does it mean I can't be smart? No, I'm smart. I own an Uber fleet. I own a house that I Airbnb. Okay. How do I afford flying on a private jet? Because I don't keep the jet parked. Okay. All of y'all think that being rich is about keeping your jet parked. Just sitting there. I don't need to travel that much. Although I do travel a lot, which apparently people didn't even realize that suitcases are a requirement when you're traveling. That said, that's because that's what I'm using to carry the gifts that I bought people. Because I got clothing already pre-located in every place that I go. Whether I go to my yacht, whether I go to my apartment in New York, whether I go to my house. My apologies, my pied-à-terre in Manhattan, whether I go to my Miami mansion, whether I'm flying around over to California, hanging out in my house over there. So a lot of people just acting like, but what happens when I'm summering in Europe, in the Mediterranean? What do you think? You think I carry my clothes there? No, I bring gifts. To all the people that chose rich, everyone else seems to be a hater.
Nick, it sounds like.
Where'd you go?
bless you.
You're allowed to sneeze a bit.
That was a very rich sneeze. Nick, I wasn't aware of how efficiently you've kind of, ingrained a very efficient business empire into your lifestyle. I wasn't aware that that was part of your kind of rich empire.
Dude, these are life choices. You get to make the choices of what you want your future to be. That's choosing rich. People don't understand that. You get to make a choice. There's so many people that are choosing poor. They're sitting downstairs. They're just having dreams. They're sitting there saying, oh man, one day I'm going to be a billionaire. One day I'm going to be a millionaire. And then they sit there and play Fortnite for 6 hours like a big ass loser. And I say big ass because they're fat. They're eating unhealthy food. They're sitting down there. They're putting on weight. They got that loser poor mentality. But dude, I've been choosing rich. That's because I'm one of the world's greatest entrepreneurs. Hands down. But people, how else do you think you're going to get rich? You think Daddy Nick over here just inherited a fortune? I work hard to build that mansion. I worked hard to buy that yacht. Like I said, people need an explanation, apparently, of how my empire was built. And it's still growing because I choose rich every day.
A lot of people were asking, Nick, about your physical fitness regimen because they figured someone operating at the level that you're operating at realistically takes fitness very seriously. Is there any insight you can give the audience about how physical fitness plays into this empire that you're clearly building?
Man, I wake up early every day and I work out. That's why I was late. I didn't sleep in.
Oh, you were working out. You didn't sleep in this morning.
Man, that the routine this morning, the exercise routine that began at 5 a.m. basically involved me hitting the gym immediately, hitting the sauna, taking a cold plunge, but I don't wear my watch in that portion of the circuit. Time went by. The assistant, the staff member that was down in my spa decided to go on break because she had not updated her watch because she's using a Timex, not connected to the internet. She bought it from this company called Doodles. Some watch, pink looking thing, light blue maybe, I don't know.
Is it safe to say that this assistant who made a terrible mistake, because your schedule, time is money if you're as rich as you are, is she fired?
I'm going to let her slide one more time, man, because it's hard to find staff members as great as she was in terms of facilitating the logistics of when I'm looking for a massage, she always knows where to go and she's able to book that for me instantaneously. So I'm going to give her a pass this one time. She keeps it clean down there. Like the spa is always sparkling. There's a nice smell of eucalyptus that's just blowing through. She figured out the perfect air filtration system. And she also organizes morning yoga routines a few days a week where she walks me through in a peaceful way while we go through it. You know, and she's done a great job and it was really hard to find her.
Wow. I mean, that wasn't I expected you to say that, you know, you could hire a new staff member within a minute or two, given your status and given how many people are probably begging to work.
You sound like a jerk.
Forgive me, Nick. I was just that was my assumption because of how rich you are. I know mindset is really, really important for somebody with your level of wealth. Could you maybe walk us through a closeout here as we wrap on the show? And thank you for your time, by the way. Thank you so much for joining and thank you for your time. Could you walk us through maybe a kind of mindfulness session as we wrap today? So maybe some of your richness could rub off on somebody that's watching this content.
Very interesting idea. I would need, do we have some... Give me one moment, please.
Absolutely. As much time as you need.
Please stand by. Give me the yoga music.
Were you shouting at your staff member?
Yeah, one second. I think they're going to pull it up on the screen. One second. I love you. Please get me some yoga music.
You tell your staff that you love them.
Dude, you need to choose rich. You also need to choose love, Pierre.
Wise words. Rich words.
Very rich.
I met this Tibetan monk when I was traveling through Tibet. Wow. His name was Jampa. Jampa played the flute like a goddamn rock star. Feel the energy of Jampa. Breathe in the positive energy, the rich energy that Jampa blows through his flute into your soul. Breathe it in as it wafts over your face. Thank you, Jampa. For those who have not stopped breathing in, congratulations. You have deep lungs. And let out all the peasantness that the market, that social media would like you to have. The doubters, the haters, who told you you're not going to amount to nothing. The people who make fun of the way you rock. Because you were born like a rock star. Jampa always told me that. Said, you are a rock star, Nick. That's how the Tibetans sound. Thank you, Jampa. I wouldn't be who I am without that insight. Jampa, actually, many don't know, and there's a reason I selected this track. He taught me about true richness. He said, you must choose to allow it to enter your soul. And what you'll notice, the world will align to give you an unlimited level of such richness. But you must release the deep insecurities and poor hater-like mentality that comes so easily these days. Release it. That's not you. That's your monkey mind. The monkeys are poor. That's what Jampa taught me. He said, you have shatter. Monkey have tree. Monkey poor. You rich. Thank you, Jampa. Thank you. Dog, stay in house. Ape, stay in forest. Dog richer than ape. That's what Jampa told me. It's one of the driving forces behind Bodargos. Because they choose rich. They choose house. Rich house. Not poetry. Thank you, Jampa. Bye, Bodargos. That's what Jampa told me.
Wow. First off, thank you so much for leading us through such a mindful meditation. I was unaware of your travels with Jampa, the Tibetan monk, who clarified that apes living outside in trees are significantly poorer than dogs in homes, and thus people should buy the Bodargos NFT collection on Tensor.trade. I was unaware that that was such a significant part of your mindfulness journey. Nick, do you have any closing thoughts before we wrap the show? And again, thank you so much for your time.
No. Choose Rich.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Choose Rich podcast. Make sure that you choose rich every single time. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Can't believe that the richest man in the world himself actually blessed
Never claimed
us.
That. Never claimed that, Pia. That was literally never stated anywhere on my timeline.
Anyways, we'll be back tomorrow, 9 a.m. Eastern time. Show is available on Apple and Spotify podcasts, X platform video, Twitter spaces, and of course, YouTube. Shout out to everybody that chose Rich today. And we will be back tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Catch you guys next time.